In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The trouble with our liberal friends is not that they're ignorant. It's just that they know so much that isn't so.
Welcome to the Wrestling Talent Program. I'm your host, Primo Mondoni. My co-host, Ken Brown, will join me here in a couple of minutes. Please visit the show's website at redstatetownhall.com. While you're there, be sure to like us on both Facebook and Twitter. Wish to contact us, the email address is Primo, P-R-E-M-O, at redstatetownhall.com. Our show is broadcast here on Red State Talk Radio, America's premier grassroots conservative internet talk radio network. The show is also syndicated through iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podomatic, TalkStream Live, Player.fm, Roku, and at least a dozen other websites. You can listen to the station using their Android, iPhone, and BlackBerry apps. Visit the station website, redstatetalkradio.com, to download the appropriate app for your smartphone. If you don't have a smartphone, you can listen using any phone on the station's 24/7 listener line provided by TalkStream Live by dialing the following. For Studio A, 605-562-4209, and for Studio B, 518-712-0045. Before we start the show, let's give a shout-out to our AM, FM, and digital affiliates. WDDQ FM 92.1, Adel, Georgia. WJNW AM 1650, Hermitage, Tennessee. Talk Radio AM 1620, KTFL, Gilbert, Arizona. WMQL Radio FM 105.5, Brevard, North Carolina. Kaufman County Talk Radio AM 1680, KCTR, Terrell, Texas. Tax Pro Radio, Gainesville, Georgia. And a new affiliate, WSFB 1490 AM. Talk 97.7 FM, Quitman, Georgia. Now let's bring on my co-host from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Kent Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you today, sir?
Hot. It's hot here in Georgia.
Well,
and humid.
It's hot here, and I want to apologize. I have a small fan running at low speed because my air conditioner is not working at the moment, and it's hotter than crap in here.
Oh, God.
When I went to the movie yesterday, I went to the movie at the 4 o'clock show. When I left here about 3:30, the temperature inside the house, even with a fan running, was at 92. So it was hot and muggy and awful, and it's hot and muggy and awful right now, and it's only, we do this show around 11 or so o'clock each Sunday morning, so that's when we record. Anyway. And I'm sitting here with a paper towel wiping the sweat off my brow and my bald head. So, but you know what? I'm a trooper. I'm going to carry on, right?
So. Well, I see why you went to the movie, because the movie's usually pretty cold.
Oh, hell, just getting in the truck with air conditioning. It was nice. And, I mean, I told my landlord about the air conditioning problem, but they just didn't get out here yet. And, of course, this summertime, air conditioning guys are in high demand, obviously. And I don't think they're going to show up today on a Sunday. So hopefully Monday or so I'll get relief and get the air back running again.
It'll be a tough day.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough day. I may just take showers about 4 or 5 times a day, just cold showers. Okay, again, wanted to welcome our new affiliate in Quitman, Georgia. And by the way, I did all those affiliate names and cities, and I think I got them all right. I think it might be the first time.
I think it's not Adele, it's Adele.
Did I say Adele again?
Yeah. It's Adele, Georgia. I don't think it's Adele.
Well, I take that back because, yeah, I used to say it was Adele, Georgia. But when I listened to the radio station a few weeks ago, everybody that was doing a commercial said, and we're right here in the downtown of Adele, Georgia. Everybody was doing Adele. And so that's why I started to pronounce it that way.
Okay. I'm wrong.
I think that's right.
I'd always heard the other way, but maybe whoever was telling me it was the wrong way.
So. Well, they didn't live there. The folks that don't live there, I figured.
No, but I grew up here, so.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying the people, you didn't grow up in Adele or Adele.
No, I grew up in Georgia, and I've heard of Adele. Well, I thought it was Adele.
But, well, if you think about it, Adele would probably be 2 L's and an E on the end. And it is spelled A-D-E-L. That's Adele.
here we go.
We'll get a
email from somebody there telling us how to pronounce it.
Well, hopefully we will. I'd like to know, but I mean, I swear to God, I'm not kidding you. On the commercials, that's the way they all pronounced it. So, you know.
Okay.
Okay, let's get started here. Well, there's a lot to talk about, but first thing we've got to talk about, something happened pretty close to home here where I'm at. This horrible shooting at the recruiting center and this semi-military base in Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is, as you know, Ken, about 30 minutes south of me. I'm here in Cleveland.
Yeah, close.
And when this happened, here's how I found out about it. I was on Facebook, and a guy who used to work for me posted a thing on Facebook and said, does anybody know what's going on at the Bradley Square Mall in Cleveland? It's on lockdown. And that's the first thing I heard. And so when I started looking around going, well, what's going on here in Cleveland? I found out about the situation in Chattanooga. And then I found out that there is a recruiting station in the mall, Bradley Square Mall, here in Cleveland. And so since two military facilities were attacked at pretty much almost at the same time, within about 20, 30 minutes of each other, they, out of a precaution, they decided to shut down the facility here in Cleveland and actually shut down the entire mall. But nothing happened in Cleveland. Unfortunately, at one facility, 4 Marines were killed. And I just found out yesterday that a Navy sailor who was injured in the attack passed away yesterday, I'm pretty sure. At 1 a.m. or something like that. So a total of 5 of our military were sitting ducks and slaughtered because of this stupid policy we have that on our recruiting centers, our military bases, for some ungodly reason. Now, by the way, this was a policy implemented by the Clinton administration back in the 90s. It was actually signed by George W. Bush, okay, during his presidency. And it's been carried throughout. Of course, Obama's not going to do anything about it. And these guys had no chance. They had no arms, no weapons. And this guy, I don't know if you saw, I'm sure you probably did, Ken, because I posted this on Facebook. One of the glass plate windows of one of the recruiting centers that's in like a little strip mall, bullet holes all over the place. And what was on the door of the recruiting center? Do you remember?
I saw the sign, but I couldn't read it. What did it say?
It was a gun-free zone sign.
Oh, yeah. We have those at our school. It should be the exact opposite.
Well, exactly. And the point is, if this doesn't point something out to people, when you see the image of those bullet holes, I mean, there's like 15 or 20 of them against the plate glass windows and the door. And there's a gun-free zone sign on the door. Should they not tell you how damn stupid the entire policy is? And I don't care if you're talking about a recruiting center or a McDonald's or a school or pick any place. To leave our Americans defenseless is crazy, but to leave our military in particular defenseless is crazy.
How many people do we have to lose before we change that policy?
I don't know, but I'm starting to think this one might be the one that maybe changes things. Now, I know the president's not going to do it willingly. He hates guns. He thinks guns are evil. And as we've stated many, many, many times before, the guns aren't evil. It's the people pulling the triggers that are evil.
Right.
Guns are just a tool. A hammer is not evil. But when you take a hammer and you bash somebody in the skull, that's evil.
That's the old saying, but you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. And when the enemy has guns, you have nothing. It's not quite fair.
Well, the very image of our military hiding and cowering behind desks because they have no other choice, it just makes my blood boil.
Yeah, well, in the word armed forces means there should be armed.
That's kind of what I thought. That's what I don't. Maybe they're.
I mean, it's gone even further than that, Primo. They've told people at the recruiting offices not to dress up in uniform.
Oh, I know that was issued on Friday or Saturday. Someone from the, I guess Department of Defense or the Pentagon, whatever it was, said that advised the military not to dress in uniform while they're on duty. I'm thinking, no, wait a minute.
Doesn't that go against everything you believe in?
Yes.
Like, well, what? Military, we're supposed to cower behind civilian clothing or something and not arm ourselves to protect ourselves? I don't understand that at all. It makes no sense to me.
Well, here's the thing. If you're a terrorist, you're going to go to a recruiting center to kill military personnel. Do you think the fact that they're in civilian clothing versus military clothing is going to fool you? Or are you not going to just shoot up everybody in the joint?
Yeah, well, whoever's in that office is going to be shot.
Yeah, whether it be a potential recruit or whether it be the recruiter. They don't give a damn. They're not going to distinguish, and they're not going to say that. You think that they're going to go in there and only kill the military personnel if they have the uniform on and leave the recruit alone? You think that's going to happen? Hell no. It's so stupid. What is wrong with this country where we've lost all common sense?
When I was listening to Fox News and our good old friend Juan Williams, the liberal.
Oh, jeez Louise.
You know what he said?
I know. Go ahead.
He said that Army Marines or any military recruiters, you know, the strip mall just creates a Wild West scenario. And then you got other people getting shot. You know, it's like everybody's got guns. They're shooting. And then people that are walking by, they're killed, and they wouldn't be killed ordinarily. All those things. I'm like, Juan Williams, you're an idiot.
He's an idiot, exactly.
Total fool.
I used to like him okay for a progressive liberal, but ever since he got invited to the White House a year or two ago,
he's lost all
objectivity.
Common sense. Yeah.
And the thing is, you know what's crazy? He has a son who's a Marine who's a conservative.
Conservative, yeah.
Think there is irony in this world. And
there
God,
is.
God has a sense of humor, I think. But
it's great. That part I do like.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. So what he's saying is if his son were a recruiter in that station in Chattanooga, he thinks he should, A, be out of uniform, I'm guessing, probably. He probably would agree with that. He didn't say that. But he thinks he shouldn't be armed.
Yeah, he's not going to defend himself. Is that just stupid?
It's stupid beyond belief, actually, is what it is.
And we all know, everybody knows, it's just a fact that a guy with a gun who's a huge coward to begin with is going to go to a place that he cannot be shot back at. He's going to go somewhere that is just lambs for the slaughter. That's where he's going to go. He knows there's no guns.
Exactly. But here's the thing. Think about this now. Okay, you have a situation. You have an active shooter. You have a guy with a gun attacking people who are defenseless without guns. What's the first thing you do to put a stop to it. You send in what? People with guns.
Guns. The SWAT team, yeah.
So why not have the guns there to start with so they can respond earlier? And I would, 99.9% of the time, you'll have fewer casualties because someone put a stop to this damn nonsense right off the bat instead of waiting 20 minutes or 30 minutes before the police can get there. It's just, it defies logic. It defies common sense. It's, and the president could fix this immediately. All he has to do is rescind that order and say, our military are going to be armed at all times, whether it be on a military base, whether they be in a recruitment center, or whether it be at the mall shopping with their families. If they so choose, because they are targets from ISIS and Al-Qaeda and all these other jackwagons out there, our military should be able to be armed, period. I don't give a damn where they're at. No matter where they're at, they're a target.
I think there are some governors that are doing something with their National Guard. I know Texas, Louisiana, Florida.
Louisiana, Indiana, I think Florida, Texas. They're actually having the National Guard, or at least, I don't know if they're having the National Guard go and protect, or they're actually, maybe they're just telling the National, their National Guard they can start carrying weapons in order to, in case they come after a National Guard facility or something. I didn't really read that. I just saw the headlines. But one thing that I thought was really neat, there's a recruitment center in somewhere in Georgia. I don't remember the name of the town. And there's a photo of it that was on Drudge. And, of course, it was up, got up, wound up on Facebook, showing three people outside a recruitment center. It looked like a top, like a typical strip mall, kind of like what was hit here in Chattanooga. And there was two men and a woman, all of them packing heat with concealed carry, but with carry permits. And they were standing outside the facility just in case, because they knew that the poor guys inside the recruitment center could not carry their guns inside their workplace, and so they were there just to protect them.
Yeah, I saw that picture. Yeah.
That's so, I thought, now correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't the military supposed to protect the American citizenry instead of the other way around, where the American citizenry is forced to protect our military?
Yeah, it's,
isn't that kind of screwed up?
It is.
But I'm proud that they took that response to the situation. Now I don't know how long that's going to last, but I'm just saying,
Well, it's got to the point where this kid, I mean, I don't know how old he was. Was he 20? I don't know. 21.
Well, let me give you a little information. He was born in Kuwait. He has visited Jordan three times in the past little bit. He was graduated with a degree in electrical engineering at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, which is where my oldest daughter went. He interned for a short time at the TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority. He failed a drug test, and that's why he was no longer at TVA. And he was arrested for a DUI in Chattanooga. That was his only run-in with the law, as far as we know. And what I'm getting at, everybody describes him as a devout Muslim, but I thought that Muslims didn't drink and do drugs and stuff like that. That's what I thought. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's wrong.
So he was born in Kuwait.
Born in Kuwait. He
was raised here.
From what I understand, he was raised here. Or at least he went to high school here, and he went to college here. He was on the wrestling team, and he was in mixed martial arts and stuff like that.
I remember that he put something in his high school yearbook or something, or somebody's yearbook.
Something about his name and being on a terror watch list or something like that. Yeah, some kind of smart-ass remark. But apparently, I guess he went to Jordan and became radicalized. Or maybe he was radicalized before he ever left. I have no idea. Maybe that's why he went there.
Well, just to me, it's like, well, we can't watch everybody. There's just no way to do that. So,
by the way, his father was on a terror watch list at one time.
His father was?
He was being tracked by the FBI at one time, and then the father was taken off, and maybe that should have been what should have happened. I don't know, but so it makes you wonder: did they not look at the son? And I guess they figured the son was no problem, and I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Ken.
I'm just saying, if it can happen in Chattanooga, it can happen anywhere, and any idiot can pick up a gun. So what do you do to combat that? You defend yourself. That's what you do.
Exactly, because you can't be everywhere, and there's no way in the world you're going to pick up on this stuff ahead of time. Sometimes you do, but it's really, I think, luck when you do half the time. Now, by the way, there was a tweet sent out just short about 15 minutes before he attacked saying, foreboding something was going to happen. And it had the hashtag #PoundChattanooga, and I can't remember what else. Two or three hashtags were in the tweet, but it basically let you know it's going to happen in Chattanooga. And now whether or not this was ISIS or whether or not this was Al-Qaeda, whether or not he just became enamored with the whole ISIS thing, or maybe he just became radicalized on his own in terms of, yeah, I hate America too. They've been, you know, whatever. Who knows about these people? And the whole thing of all they need is jobs and crap like that, which is stupid idiots. This guy had a good life. He had a nice home, 200-something thousand plus home. Matter of fact, he lives in a subdivision right next to a subdivision where I have a friend I've known for 30 years lives. Because he emailed me, he said, I'm not going to tell you what he called this guy. we can't do that on the radio. But he said, this blankety blankety blank lived right next door to me in the next subdivision. So,
yeah, I saw the picture on the news of where he lives. I mean, he got a nice pool in the backyard. I mean, yeah, a big house.
Yeah, you know. A lot better than I've got, that's for sure. Especially in the air conditioning.
You don't have a pool, do you?
Oh, hell, I sure as hell have a pool. If I did, I'd be out of it right now, I think. We'd be doing the show live from the pool.
This guy was not hurting, and his family was not.
They weren't hurting. And that, you know, this whole nonsense of that they become jihadis because they have no opportunity is just bullshit. I get so tired. And by the way, let's lose this stupid, idiotic notion of the, quote, lone gunman. I am so damn sick and tired of hearing that. He's not a lone gunman. It's like Rudy Giuliani said the other day. He said, the lone wolf has joined a wolf pack. Mm-hmm. He said, in other words, we're dealing with a wolf pack. We're not dealing with a lone wolf. And he's exactly right. He's a part of a pack. A pack of animals. A pack of disgusting human beings that want to do nothing but bring terror and misery and death to the United States and the Western culture, for that matter. So,
you know, that I have a friend of mine on Facebook, actually more than one, several that are Obama lovers and Democrat, yep. You know, vote. I'm a Democrat no matter what kind of thing.
Yep.
And this friend of mine, I grew up with, went to high school with stuff. He posted on his Facebook a picture of the guy that in Charleston. I don't know his name. I can't remember his name. And under the caption under his, it says, "If you think this guy was just a crazy lone wolf." They, what I'm saying is they flipped it around.
Yeah.
And the next picture is the picture of Al-Aziz, whatever his name is.
Whatever the.
And it says that this guy represents an entire religion. You're part of the problem. You know. So it's an Occupy Democrats photo, where they just turned it. They just flip flopped the ideas.
Yeah.
And this is what we're up against. This kind of lunacy.
Well, the thing with a guy in the church in South Carolina, supposedly because he's white, that means all whites are racist and All Southerners are racist.
Yeah, Confederate flag somewhere.
Yeah, Confederate flag. And yeah. basically, they tried to plaster this entire thing across everybody in the South that were all just gun-loving nuts. And by the way, did you see the thing by Andrea Mitchell, who was interviewing someone who knew this kid in Chattanooga? And she was trying to get out that, was he really a part of the gun culture? Was he out? Was he like to go out to the range and go shooting and blah, 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 blah? And the girl kind of figured out what she was doing and said, no, I don't know anything about all that kind of stuff, blah, blah, blah. It come to find out, by the way, and we got to go to break. Come to find out, he and three of his friends, we don't know who the friends are, recently went to Prentice Cooper Range, which is up on a mountain, basically, outside of Chattanooga, at a gun range, and were out there shooting, okay? I've been to that range. I've been to that range with several people. I've been to that range with a guy I told you about that lives in Chattanooga that says that he lived in the next subdivision. He and I have been to that range and shooting before. I mean, just kind of, all this stuff just kind of, when it's right in my backyard. I mean, literally.
Yeah.
And I've always said, you want to scare the hell out of the American public? Don't attack them in New York. Don't attack them in Chicago, in Miami, in Los Angeles. Go to small town America and show them that everybody is at risk. That is what's really scary. You know.
Yeah. We're sitting ducks in so many ways.
I know. Okay, we're a little bit over. We got to go to break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stick with us. Thank you for listening to Red State Town Hall. We'll be right back.
Red State Talk Radio, WRS Cleveland.
Hi, this is Jeff Carlisi from the band 38 Special. The mainstream media has failed the American people once again. Internet radio networks like Red State Talk Radio will not fail you. Tune in 24 hours a day, studios A and B. Great conservative programming around the clock. Red State Talk Radio, the dominant force in Internet conservative talk radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom36.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 36.com. Go to freedom36.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom36.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-400-1756 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-400-1756 to take your call now. Call 800-400-1756. That's 800-400-1756. Again, 800-400-1756.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedis now. Call 800-554-7159 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-7159. That's 800-554-7159.
Hi, this is Primo Mondoni, General Manager for Red State Talk Radio. We've been bringing you the very best in grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio for over 5 years now. One thing I've learned in those 5 years is that internet radio is a tough, competitive business. And if the station is going to advance that next level, it's going to require a significant increase in investments in both personnel and infrastructure. Our listenership grew by 42% in 2014, and with our ever-expanding listener base, it's time that we begin the move to a more listener-supported model to provide the station's future financial needs. Therefore, we're asking our loyal listeners to consider making a donation to help us reach our goals. Monthly subscriptions begin at only $2 per month. So please, help us restore conservative principles to our republic. Visit our website and become a Red State Talk Radio supporter today.
Red State Talk Radio. The Talk Monster.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon.
America is listening.
Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back. Thanks for sticking with us. Ken, we'll quit fooling around with his damn headphones.
Sorry. You know, there's a story behind this, and let me say real quick that you told me my anytime I move my head or anything that it causes little noises on the recording and the broadcast, and so I'm trying to stay very still. And when you were talking, I said, "I got just a second. I'm gonna move my head back just a stretch." And you called me out on it.
Well, I thought you were done. I thought you were done fidgeting, and that's why I started the report. And then you started adjusting your headsets again and moving around and stuff. I'm going, "Geez, Louise." Okay, let's get going here. Let's see. Enough about Chattanooga, which is a horrible, horrible situation. But, and unfortunately, I don't think this present administration is going to do a damn thing to deal with it, to be honest with you. Okay. Scott Walker is in. He's running for president. And I posted a picture to Ken recently, and it had 16 major candidates. And I asked him, did I forget anybody? Is there anybody there that's not in this picture? And he goes, yeah, John Kasich, Ohio. I go, yeah, he's not in there. So that's so based on that count, there's 17, count them, 17 people who have formally declared to run for president in the United States of America from the Republican ticket. And as we all know, we talked about this before, there's about another 10, 15 that you've never heard of. Trust me, you've never heard of any of these guys that have actually filed the paperwork to running for president. So, you know. The debate is about, 2 weeks away, something like that, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Carly Fiorina... By the way, she was on Red State Talk Radio this weekend, and last week we had Donald Trump on Red State Talk Radio. So we're getting some pretty good guests on the station here lately. But we've always done that. We've had like Major Alan West. We've had Newt Gingrich. I mean, just a ton of people. I mean, just, you know, Michelle Bachmann's been on the network before. So our hosts do a pretty good job of getting some pretty good interviews. So that's good.
Is Carly going to be in the top 10?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know. I haven't looked at the polls lately I've looked at the polls and just looked at the top two or three. I don't know if she's in the top 10 or not. And
she needs to be.
Yeah, she needs to be in the debate. Exactly. And for a while there, Ted Cruz went down, but he's apparently come back up a little bit on some of the polls. So that's good. So you definitely got to have Ted Cruz in the debate. If you don't have Ted Cruz in the debate, I'm not sure what the hell the point is. Scott Walker has done well. Scott Walker getting in this late might have been the smartest one of the bunch in a way, because his poll numbers have still remained high. He's always in the top 2, 3, 4, you know, whatever, no matter what poll you look at.
I think the hardest thing, Primo, I think the hardest thing for a politician is the timing, because timing is everything.
Yeah, it's a big deal, especially when you got people. Of course, you're going to have people who are your friends, who are you've known all your life, encouraging you, and yeah, we'll work for you, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and you can sometimes get fooled into thinking that there's a broader appeal. And I think some of these people who have gotten in this race are going to find out real quick that they don't really have a broad appeal, and they're not going to be able to raise any money. And if you can't raise money, you're not going to be in the race very long.
Yeah, I think the timing, a great example of that is the last election. I think Christie lost his timing.
That was his chance.
That was his timing, because now Trump has taken over the Christie role. You know,
in a way, he has.
Yeah, right. Same thing. Right. And he's taking away Christie's limelight, because Christie comes out and says, I'm this, I'm that, and I just tell it like it is. No, Trump is telling it like it is. And you're a nobody right now. Nothing. I don't think he'll stay nothing, honestly.
Yeah. The problem that Christie has, besides being a rhino, and not to say that Trump isn't a rhino either, to be honest with you, but the problem he has besides being a rhino for Christie is that, A, he only has a 30% approval rating in his own state. That's not a good sign. And B, New Jersey's economy and their budget sucks.
Well, he's gone down 9 grades.
Well, their bond rating also. His tenure as governor has not been what you'd call a rousing success, compared to someone like, say, a Scott Walker we just mentioned, who has done really good for his state of Wisconsin. Christie's not done that same sort of thing for his state, and so if he's trying to make the case that he can get the country back on track, I'm not so sure anybody's going to believe it. If he can't get New Jersey on track, how's he going to get the rest of the country on track?
His time,
at least economically, at least if that's all you're feeling.
Like I said, he missed his timing. He missed it.
Yeah, he should have. You know, the old thing of striking when the iron's hot. His iron was hot a few years ago. Even though he's relatively young, I guess, you know, it's not right now. He's kind of at an ebb in his career, and I don't think he should have even entered the race. I think he's going to embarrass himself, to be honest with you. That's just me personally, but. Well, we're going to go back to presidential politics, but we got to get this out because I want to make sure we cover this. Let's talk about this, quote, deal with Iran. Because before the thing in Chattanooga, this was the big story of the week. But it's kind of taken a back seat the last few days because of what happened in Chattanooga. The deal with Iran, from all accounts that I've read and articles I've read, this is a great deal for Iran. Not so much for the United States or the West, for that matter. And everybody's talking about, well, the Congress, here's the thing. The Congress can veto this thing, not veto, but they can deny this thing with only a simple majority of 51. But here's the thing. The Senate has to do the same thing. So you have to have 51% on the House and the Senate side to quote, kill it.
That doesn't even matter now, Primo.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I'm going to explain it to everyone.
Yeah.
And because then the president could veto it. And even if you had enough votes to get past the presidential veto, which I'm not sure they do, it still doesn't matter because Obama's already figured out a way to do an end run through the United Nations. And the reality is, here's the thing. This deal is a done deal. There ain't a damn thing the Congress and the Senate can do about this other than vote against it and show that they don't approve. Other than taking a stand against it in terms of, you're doing this on your own, Mr. President, the American people, and we do not agree with what you're doing here. What is amazing is, of course, Obama lives in his own fancy world of unicorns and rainbows. And he said the other day when he was doing his touchdown dance about this deal, he was saying that 99% of the world agrees with him and this is a good deal.
That's idiotic.
Well, I'm thinking, what damn world are you living in, buddy? 99%? Now, if he had said a majority is technically 51%. And I would challenge that assertion.
Yeah.
But to say that 99%, that's just ridiculous.
He's got the bully pulpit.
Yeah, and he can say whatever the hell he wants to say. And by the way...
And he does. And he lies. He does. He doesn't care.
What'd you think about Major Garrett asking him the question about the four American hostages?
That's
good. And Obama's snotty response.
Yeah, that's
typical of Obama, though.
Right? I'm just glad Major Garrett is with CBS now, not Fox. You know, he's he's actually with the liberal media.
Yeah, it's. I guess Major Garrett spent too much time at Fox, and probably.
Oh yeah, they'll blame Fox somehow.
Well, what I'm getting at is, I think CBS might have taken him out to the woodshed after he did that. So you can't talk. You can't talk president like that. You're at CBS now. Now, I don't know if that happened or not, but I'm just kind of wondering. So anyway, the reality is the Iranians are going to get a nuke. This deal does nothing to stop them from doing that. They're going to cheat. Well, Donald Trump said it best when they talked about this deal. Donald said they've cheated all along. They've been cheating. They're going to keep on cheating, and they're going to cheat. So this deal means nothing.
Well, they get 24 days. They get 24 days before the inspectors can even walk on the whatever site they're going to go look at. You got 24 days to move things. And
I think the way it works is you have a 14 days, and they can deny you to do the inspections. Then it goes in front of a committee, supposed committee of the UN, which Iran's a part of the committee, and so is Russia, and so is China. And they all have to agree. Now, think about this. They all have to agree, or at least the majority, but I think they all have to agree to allow or disallow the inspections. Well, we know Iran's never going to agree to it. That's a given. But what do you think Russia and China are going to do when something like that comes up for a vote?
Obama said they're going to stick it.
Oh, he's so bullied.
Obama said the exact opposite of that, Primo. He said we don't need Russia and China to do that. And I'm thinking, I don't know what's the truth out of this guy's mouth. When he says something, I always go, well, you've lied to me almost every time I've listened to you on TV. You've lied to me. Yeah. I mean, the only time I've ever believed him when he said he's going to fundamentally change this country, and that I think he's trying to do for sure. But that's the only time I've ever believed this guy.
The only promise he's ever kept, as far as I know.
Yeah, so the worst thing about this deal for me at this present time is that they lift the sanctions and this country gets billions of dollars of influx into their country. And guess what they're going to do with that money, Primo?
They're going to come after us.
They're going to fund
Israel, yeah.
terroristic forces all around that area, all around the Middle East.
I know.
Hezbollah and ISIS and you name it, they're going to fund them. And here we go again. It's even worse. Now Saudi Arabia, Israel.
Saudi Arabia's cozying up to the Russians because they can't trust the United States anymore.
I mean, has Obama created an arms race?
Yes.
In the Middle East?
Yes. And there are people who think that Saudi Arabia already has a bomb. Remember, think about this. Pakistan, who we know has a bomb, definitely has a bomb. Guess who funded all the Pakistani research to get a nuclear weapon? Guess who funded it? Saudi Arabia.
Well, that's...
Now,
yeah,
you, that, You don't think that when Saudi Arabia gave them the money to do all this, they said, keep a two or three for us?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You don't think that happened?
I'm sure.
And or that they put them on a missile and said, mark these as ours. We'll let you know if we need to use them. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
They did not put billions and billions and billions of dollars into the Pakistani nuclear program without some kind of a give back. That's just not the way it happens. Not with the Saudis, anyway.
I'm telling you, this president, I think his underlying theme here is to level the playing field for the world. And I'm sure that Obama lovers would go, you're crazy, Ken Brown. But I'm thinking, I don't think I'm crazy at all. I think this guy wants them to have a bomb or more, and he wants to level the playing field. He wants the Middle East to be some sort of on the same wavelength as the United States and Russia and China and all those things, that everybody should be in that same strength.
Yeah.
And you can't give strength like that to crazy people that want to annihilate Israel and death to the United States. They're nuts. You can't give them nuclear weapons because they'll use them.
Yeah, I think Obama's basic premise for all this stuff, the way he looks at the world, is we've gotten too big for our britches. So he needs to, like you say, level the playing field. He needs to diminish the role of the United States throughout the world, and feels like, well, we don't have any right to tell anybody what to do, and blah, 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 blah.
Right. And, that's exactly what it is. Yeah. I mean, he started with the apology tour when he first took over the office. I mean, everything he does leads to that that theory. In my book, it's not a theory. It's actually happening before our eyes. And this is just a huge example, if not the beginning of World War III. I don't know what is.
Well, it could lead to World War III, that's for sure.
Well, the groundwork.
I mean, even if, let's just pretend for a moment that, which this is not true, but let's pretend. Let's pretend Iran does not get a nuke. Because of this deal and the amount of money that Iran's going to get because of this deal, and the fact that they can sell their oil now completely unfettered, etc., their economy's going to skyrocket. And so you essentially have almost guaranteed World War III, even if it's not a nuclear war, because you've given Iran dominance in the Middle East. Other than Israel, what else is there? And Israel knows they can't trust us anymore, that we don't have their back anymore.
Not while this president is in office. No,
well, I know. That's the thing. I think Israel knows that Americans have their back. It's just our president doesn't. And, of course, he has control of the purse strings. He has control of the military. He has control of a lot of stuff. And they just can't count on us.
Well, you know, I think the Saudis don't like what's going on at all either.
That's why they're getting so friendly with the Russians now, because they realize, well, you know, the way they look at it is we have to defend ourselves against Iran, and if the U.S. won't do it, we'll turn to the Russians.
And what a disastrous.
But the Russians are playing both sides of the fence. That's what the Russians do. And this idiot doesn't understand that, of course. But
if you want to buy my stuff, I'll sell to you.
Yeah, I mean, they really don't give a damn who they sell weapons to. It's just look at it as selling. They're the Walmart of the weapons world in this world. If you need AK-47s, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Russia.
Yeah.
You know, not only did they invent the AK-47, they have produced them millions and millions and millions of them, and they are the de facto standard weapon all across that part of the world. You know. And other things. They have tanks. They have other stuff they're willing to sell at reasonable prices, of course. Anyway, the Middle East is such a freaking mess. Our own country is such a freaking mess. It's all because of this lame idiot.
Well, this deal is no deal at all.
No, it's
this deal actually is worse. You know, they talked about, you know, no deal is better than this deal.
No,
it is because this deal is awful. This deal, you give a big influx of money into a country that's and the money's not going to go to their people. Don't think it is. It's not. Those people won't see the dime of that money. That money's going to fund the ideas of this country to kill its enemies.
Yeah. We only got about 2.5 minutes left. Let's talk about Clinton a little bit. There's an AP poll that came out this week showing that Clinton's her standing among Democrats is falling, believe it or not. Now, she's still the most popular candidate, but she's lost quite a few points in the poll, this recent poll the AP did.
I said that last week, though. I said that if there was somebody else, the Democrats, the majority of Democrats would love to have somebody else in that position.
Well, there's a story that from the Daily Mail where Hillary was in Iowa just I think this weekend or Friday or whatever it was, and she was there. Bernie Sanders was there. Martin O'Malley was there, and basically she got outdone by these. Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley had people on their feet, standing and cheering. That didn't really happen for Hillary. Hillary talked about herself. Hillary talked about herself. She didn't talk about she didn't talk about the red meat issues that this crowd wanted to hear.
Yeah, she actually has a couple of hecklers that were in there that she had to fight. Somebody climate change, and the people were chanting about climate change. They wanted climate change and those kind of, and she was like, "I hear you. I know. I'm there. I'm with you. I'm with you." Kind of like trying to calm the crowd. I'm like, you know, she's her own worst enemy.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you saw this or not. Martin O'Malley was giving a speech He was being interviewed by some Hispanic guy. I don't remember if it was on. They were on a stage. I don't remember what the event was, but he was being interviewed. And a group started standing up, cheering about Black Lives Matter, and all this kind of stuff. And he goes, "Yeah, black lives do matter." He said, but everyone's lives matter. White lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Everyone's lives matter. And he was booed. Can you? That's the kind of people we're dealing with, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
For someone to say that white lives matter and all lives matter and they get booed, what the hell is that?
Yeah, what is that?
It's scary is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you asked, I don't know whether or not to believe Obama, you know, what you asked that, and I meant to, but you were on a roll, I didn't want to interrupt you. The simple answer, if you want to know exactly how to, just don't trust any damn thing he says. That's really, and occasionally he'll say something like, I'm going to transform America. When he says something like that, you can, of course, believe that. But other than that, just don't believe a word he says.
I don't. And that's why this Iran deal is such. It's not just bad for us. It's bad for the world.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. The scary part.
We're out of time. That's it. Can you want to take us out of here, Ken?
If we lose freedom here, there is no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth. Ronald Wilson Reagan, our 40th president of these United States.
That's it. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.